Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Lone Tree cheer coach Suzanne Werner and two of her athletes about competitive cheer's recent trip to state.
Can I start with your name and your grade level?
I'm Alexa Campbell, and I'm 12th grade. I'm a senior.
I'm Hayden Golly. I'm in 10th grade. I'm a sophomore.
So a lot of people, I think, don't realize that there are different cheerleading groups at a given school, and Lone Tree's no exception. Can one of you just describe to me what competitive cheer is, how it's different from what people may see at a football or basketball game?
So competitive cheer is a lot more work than like your other cheer, because you will start in summer with your easier practices, just getting ready. And then there's conditioning and learning your actual routine, which is different from your sports, because those ones are just for a short little amount of time.
And this is the first season that Lone Tree has done competitive cheer, is that right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So Suzanne, would you mind telling me where that started to form a team here at Lone Tree?
In the past 3.5 years that I have been coaching at Lone Tree, we've really increased the numbers of our girls and really shown them that it is something to be excited and be a part of and enjoy. Last year, I took 17 of our cheerleaders to just go watch state cheer and see kind of what it was about, and to help them not be so intimidated. I think sometimes people think when you're looking at competitions, you've got to be the best. And I just wanted them to see that it doesn't matter if you're the best or not. It matters that you get out there and you try. So over half of the girls that went with us last year said, yeah, they wanted to go ahead. They wanted to do the competitions.
First year with competitive cheer, already success for you and your team. You participated in the state competition a few weeks ago. What was that experience like for a team that's never been before?
I think a lot of our girls enjoyed it. I think a lot of us have been wanting a competition cheer team for the long time. And I think we enjoyed competing at it and meeting all the other teams and how supportive everybody else was there at the state competition. All of us kind of bonding over that competition, and we knew that even if we were going to mess up, we were going to go out there and have fun and do the best that we could.
I think it's something new for everybody to try. And our team just got to work really hard and go out there and show everybody that, you know, just because we're from tiny little Lone Tree doesn't mean we're not going to be as good as other teams. Mm-hmm. So,
for both of you, after participating at state, what would be your feedback to the team and things that you can improve as you look ahead to competition cheer for next year?
I think being able to go there and see all the other teams and what they had to offer really gave us a good idea on what we could add or improve to next year. And just being able to talk to other teams and even listen to what the judges had to say about our routines really helps us be able to improve and grow and change as a team.
What are some of the requirements or rules that you have to follow with a competition like this?
Well, in that 2 minutes, you have to have 1 minute of a crowd participation cheer. You have to have proper use of signs, if you use megaphones. This division, you weren't allowed to use flags, but if you have flags for your school, letters or colors, you have a certain amount of jumps you have to perform. There are different levels of increasing your points, and then you have 1 minute of your school song. And they do judge you on use of that 42-by-42-foot mat. So we were blessed that we do have 10 girls on our competition team. But you need to, during your transitions and your routine, kind of have to have good use of the space.
Segueing off of that, I feel like cheerleading unfairly gets judged as not a sport. Just so we can put that to bed, can you take me through some of the physical demands and just athletic feats that you need to be able to perform in a given routine?
I definitely think competition cheerleading is by far a sport. With tumbling or stunting, you know, stunts fall. You get hit in the head, you get hit in the face, you get elbowed in the face, but, you know, that doesn't matter. You gotta keep counting and go right back up and catch that cradle. You know, you can't drop a flyer. You have to make sure that if you're tumbling, you don't flip and then face plant on the mat. You know, there's different things that come to it, and you just kind of have that mental toughness and, you know, that physical toughness of just, you gotta keep going, do it for the team, and it'll look good as soon as you keep practicing.
Like any other sport, it's really physically demanding because that's 2 straight minutes of you giving it your all, and you have to be able to keep the same yelling as you're trying to jump, and it really pushes you a lot when you're working on conditioning as a team, just like anybody else. We practice the same and we compete against other teams, so I think it's just as much a sport as anything else. So.
And you brought up something that I didn't even consider, the fact that you've got to vocalize these chants as well. I get winded just taking a walk, and you're flipping, throwing people in the air, and you've got to really project and be loud, and that just adds a whole nother element to the physical demands of competitive cheer. If there's anyone listening to this right now in the Lone Tree community or beyond who's interested in doing something like this, what would your advice be to any aspiring cheerleaders out there?
It can be a really scary idea trying something new, but cheer is a very fun environment. You get to see and learn a lot of new things that you wouldn't ever otherwise see. And I think people need to be less scared of being confident and just getting out there, because it really pushes you to be able to be in front of people and get out there and just show everybody. It's an adrenaline rush. It's lots of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think that you kind of have to acquire that mental toughness within, like, the passion that you have for a sport, whether it be cheerleading or any other sport. But cheerleading specifically, I think you just need to go out and do it and just go with your gut. If you really have the passion for it and you really like it, just do it. I didn't think I had the mental toughness, but going into the sport, it teaches you to be strong, and it teaches you to, you know, no matter what, keep that smile on your face, and you will enjoy it.
My advice to any students or athletes who are interested, contact your cheer coach or go to your athletic director. Talk to them, tell them that you're interested. One of the things the girls make fun of me for saying is, we won because we showed up. Even if all you did was show up, you did more than that person who sat on their couch and chose to do nothing. No matter what size school it is, no matter how big your cheer squad is, just go. Do your best and have fun. That's all you can do.
That was Suzanne Werner, Alexa Campbell, and Hayden Golly joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about competitive cheer at Lone Tree. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.